a house on my block, abandoned and cold. The folks moved out a few months ago. They took all their things, they never came back. It looks like it's haunted with the windows all cracked. And everyone calls it the house where nobody lives.
The moment I arrived, we crossed the bridge into the Ninth Ward. Something I could not have done a week earlier without the proper credentials. It had been a whole 6 months since the hurricane, and finally you could go into the Ninth Ward. I went over there with a friend who runs a gallery and is one of the many unsung heroines of this debacle, because she was providing fake IDs to get in. We went over there to take pictures, but the thing is, we were taking the exact same picture she had taken 6 months earlier. Nothing had changed but the water level.
Once it held laughter, once it held dreams. Did they throw it away? Did they know what it means? Did someone's heart break, or did someone somebody wrong?
Whole houses block city streets. Overturned automobiles poke through piles of debris. Entire lives piled upon one another in a giant potter's field for the possessions of the poor. Framed photographs, children's toys, lawnmowers, kitchen sinks are ubiquitous. Dolls' heads poking from piles of dishes and sofas, abandoned biohazard suits. A white IKEA couch pokes from the driver's seat window of an overturned Mack truck on the corner of what was Rainey's and Westbourne. Refrigerators sit on rooftops on endless lines of little pink houses.
But ain't that America? You and me. And ain't that America something to see? Ain't that America home of the free? Little pink houses for you and me.
In St. Bernard Parish, immediately east of the Ninth Ward, the tallest building is a giant geodesic dome. A colorful hand-painted sign adorns the neutral ground. It looks more like it should be pointing the way to the Fillmore in 1969 than anything that could be in St. Bernard Parish in 2005. The sign reads, "Free Hot Food." Judge Perez Road winds past miles of destruction, and standing in the middle is the emergency relief kitchen, inspired by the Rainbow family.
Well, the moon is broken and the sky is cracked. Oh, come on up to the house. The only things you see is all you lack. Oh, come on up to the house. You better come on.
Because there are no restaurants, no grocery stores, almost no infrastructure. Until last week, there were no banks.
Not my own, I'm just a passing
through. But out of that geodesic dome, they are managing to serve 1,500 meals. Hot meals, good meals, up the street in what was a Walmart in the parking lot. FEMA and the Red Cross are operating, managing to serve 300 hot dogs or so.
When all you cry and don't do no good, you gotta come on up to the house. Come down off that cross, we can use the wood. Come
it is amazing to see the Red Cross and FEMA coming to the hippies, asking them how they do it.
You gotta come
it's
on up to the house. The world is not my own, I'm just a
so come on up
through
to the house.
Come on
and make sure
up
you
to
bring
the house. The world is not my own, I'm just a passing through. Come on up to the house.